Morning to you, Rog.
Morning, boys. How are we?
Yeah, not too bad, thanks. Never a dull day, to say the least, in the life of Nick Kyrgios. And, well, we wait this morning to this news that he's going to face court in Canberra the day he's got a quarterfinal at the All England Club. To what extent do you think this will affect his performance later tonight?
Look, I think once he steps out on the court, I don't think it's going to affect his performance at all. He's had the ability to put anything aside and just sort of play a tennis match. I've seen that before. Overnight there would have been, these practice sessions, there would have been all of a sudden cameras there, a host of cameras. When he's walking around, they would have been trying to get photos of him or get a microphone in his face, how that all rolls. And so that's, I guess, the outlier that's just sort of presented itself. So, he'll stay pretty tight with his team, and, he knows he's got a great opportunity at the moment. He looks at the draw and he thinks, gee, I can get through this draw and get myself into a final of Wimbledon. So I think he's, for Nick, he's pretty well narrowed in and locked in. But obviously, it's something you don't want. You don't want to be walking onto a court with hanging over your head.
Rog, you say that you don't think he will take it onto the court, and again, and you know him a lot better than we do. In regards to mental strength, do you think he is quite mentally strong? Do you think he has the discipline to, not allow this to creep into if something doesn't go right on the court and we see that big explosion? Do you think he's got that in him?
I think, Ikey, for sure. Would I say there's a lot of mental strength there on a day-to-day basis? No, he's got an opponent, Garen, who beat Alex, from two sets of love down, and got through, found a way to win three sets. So he walks onto a centre court for the first time, never been there on centre court, Garen. Yeah. So he's going to be quite intimidated by the environment, I think. You just can't help but be that for a certain period of time. It's whether Nick can come out and play some quality tennis and get himself in front. And I think the other side of Nick, and this is why he stays involved in most tennis matches, is because he can win 3 points and he has got those weapons that give him some 3 points. So it buys him a little bit of freedom. And look, as it gets closer, there's more tension, more expectations around what you should do now, not what people say, Nick could potentially do this. Now it's, I can do this. And what does that bring to him as well? And so, I guess expect the unexpected, hey? We don't really know what we're going to get, to be honest.
If you're coaching Garen, Rog, what do you tell him about Kyrgios? Do you tell how do you beat him? How do you go about wearing him down?
Well, you just got to stay in your lane, really, and not actually look up and actually get involved on the other side of the court. So how do I, look after my... Garen's actually quite a strong athlete. He can actually, he's 6'1". He's quite an interesting guy. He's had 4 coaches in 3 years, so he doesn't mind rotating the coaches around. So, but he's got, he's a strong athlete who can hit the ball with accelerated power. So he can actually control a bit of the court at times when he's got access to it. And he's not afraid to hit his way through trouble, which he did against Alex. But Alex was a different opponent to Nick. He didn't bring those weapons. And he offers the consistency on the other side of the court, whereas Nick offers a roller coaster ride for you in your mind. So I guess you got to just, when you play someone like that, it's all about playing your game. I remember Leighton played a guy from the US called Justin Gimelstob, who was just theatre every time we went on the court. He competed, but there was so much going on, and we were out at Wimbledon, I think it was the fourth round or third round, and I said to him, just don't get involved in the circus up the other end. Just sort of lock in and play the points on your side of the court, and let, don't look up. Sort of let your game sort of be controlled by yourself. And so if you can do that, Garen, he's got an opportunity. I think Nick's a heavy favourite in this match. Mm. There's no doubt about that. He's a heavy favourite. They haven't played before. Garen's in unknown territory. Nick's been to a quarterfinals. He's a favourite. His game is very suited here. And I just can't see, unless he implodes, how he loses this tennis match.
Okay, give us a set prediction? 3-love, 3-1, 3-2, what are we doing?
Probably 3-1.
3-1.
3-1. Okay. 3-1 gives you some safety. Because you can't be assured, but 3-1 gives you a bit of safety.
$3.60 for our listeners with Tab. Kyrgios to win 3-1 in that one. Alia Tomjanovic, she's, you tipped her to our listeners the other day, Rog. Great prediction there, considering she was a slight outsider as well. Something for us. So she's $2.50 tonight. Rybakina $1.53. Can we make a case for her again?
Yeah, look, before I go to Ilo, the other thing with centre court is actually, I think I might have said it offers this level of respect. So when you get out in the court, you do tend to feel like you need to play in under a bit of a controlled, measured way. And I think that's, you know, that we saw that from Nick in his last round. For Ilo, this is a great opportunity as well. They've played once. Never on grass. Rybakina's she hits the ball big. She's got some weapons. She was a finalist in Adelaide this year, but hasn't dropped a set. And different proposition because she's got a big surge. She's not afraid to go after the ball. So does Isla. So Isla's opponent in the last round, Cornet, wasn't a big hitter. Didn't have a big serve. So offers a few little tricky bits, but there's no reason, you know, put a little bit on Isla and enjoy the ride because she does have game. She has a bit of belief that this part of the tournament, she's been here before, hasn't got through to the semis, but been here before. And I'm expecting a good showing from her, but you know, a tricky opponent. It's the first time she's got herself in a position where I think she's got an opponent who can actually outstrike the ball.
What about in the doubles quarterfinals? We've got Ebden and Purcell taking on another Aussie in John Pearce.
Yeah, it's great, isn't it? I mean, this is the beauty of our game. I think we're tennis isn't, you know, obviously we're focused on the singles, but there are different ways of earning a living and having a job in tennis. And it is through doubles. You do also get to play the mixed doubles there. And, you know, John Pearce is just a well-established doubles player, but so too are the other Aussie boys who are having success together. And I think it's just finding a combination where you actually enjoy each other's companies, you've got some different strengths, and you're willing to play for the full season together, so you can generate some consistency of knowing what ball's coming off your teammates' racket at certain times and positions in the court. And, you know, the Aussies have been able to do that, and Johnny Pearce has been able to do it with a lot of other opponents as well. He's just got a nice, well-rounded, established doubles game. It's nothing big or solid, but he understands the movements of the doubles court and how to match up. So, look, it's a great way to play your sport. You don't have to be as fit as well on the doubles court. You look after half the court. So it's a little bit more fun and a bit of interaction, I guess, for a lot of the singles players. A lot of us, the players that have played a single sport, we sort of... everyone wishes they played a team sport as well at the same time. I'm not sure about it. I'm not sure about you guys in team sports, whether you thought would have mind playing a single person sport, but I think the banter of the team is the thing that sports people like a lot. You go to work together, but and you go into battle together, but I just think the general banter of the teams is what makes it a lot of fun.
And just a comment before you go, Rog, on the performances of Novak Djokovic coming from 2-0 down this morning against Jannik Sinner, and also Cameron Norrie. He'll have Britain pumping after his 5-set victory over David Goffin.
Yeah, for Novak, you're 2-0 down. You're not seeing the ball well. It's not, you know, you broke early. You let it break at the start of the match, and it looked like, oh, this is a great start. Early runaway. Sinner was, you know, will be struggle to find his way in. But then he went, you know, from 4-1 down, he captures the next two sets. Novak takes a toilet break and just settles himself. And it's interesting with Novak because he can walk away, assess, come back, and then get into this lockdown mode where he plays really high level and he can turn that on quickly. When you've been out there before, you don't, you know, there's not an element of doubt because you've been able to come back from 2-0. You know the court, you know 5-set tennis. Sinner's young. He's 21. He hasn't been out on this court before. He's now he's a believer when you've won 2 sets, but now there's a bit of doubt because, hang on, now I've got a lot to lose. I'm 2-0 up against the world, you know, a six-time major winner here at Wimbledon. Wow, I've got a lot to lose from this point. How do I get over the line? And so with Novak relaxing a bit, he found some amazing tennis and just lockdown tennis, and to win 6-3, 6-2, 6-2 was incredible. I think he beats Cam Norrie comfortably. Too much game. Cam Norrie's local, have the crowd on his side, but I think that's where Novak's the man to beat still. At the other end, Nadal's playing better tennis. He plays Taylor Fritz to get through. Fritz beat him at Indian Wells this year. Nadal had a cracked rib in the final there, so that was it's still a tricky match. He's got a couple of tricky opponents before he gets through, but obviously Nadal's a favourite on that side of the draw, but he's got some dangerous players in Nick and also Taylor Fritz to deal with prior to that.
It's going to be a big night, Rog. Thanks so much.
Thanks, boys. Have a great day.